The Warriors faced the Lakers on Friday night at Oracle Arena, having won both previous meetings between the two teams in overtime at Staples Center. Now the Warriors welcome the Lakers for the third of the four games on tap this regular season. And the Warriors' win streak now stands at 10 after Wednesday's game at home against the Grizzlies, the first of seven consecutive games at Oracle Arena to close out 2017. Klay Thompson leading all scorers with 29 points, fueled by three trays, while Kevin Durant added 22 points and 8 boards in the 97-84 win over Memphis. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Hey Steve, what do you think were the keys in being able to overcome all the injuries tonight?
Well, we've got a lot of depth and plenty of guys who can play, and so we have enough talent to continue to win, which is great. It may not be pretty right now, but we're doing a good job defensively, especially, and then finding ways to score. But we got to get better for sure. This was not a good performance, but I'm happy with the win, and I'm happy with the way the guys are competing during this stretch.
What was the difference you saw in Klay in the first half compared to the second half?
Between the first half and the second half? He just never got going in the second half. I mean, he had it rolling in the first half. I thought we had a really good stretch offensively in the second quarter with David and Omri, and we looked like ourselves. We had a ton of assists, and the ball was moving, and we never got to that point in the second half. We were stagnant, and we had guys standing around. We didn't seem to be playing with much energy.
I don't think you guys had a fast break point until about the 2 minutes left in the game. Was that at all your strategy, to say, hey, let's slow it up? Their defense?
No, it had nothing to do with our strategy. It had mostly to do with the fact that guys didn't want to run. We were standing. We were standing constantly on the perimeter, and we just never played with the juice and the energy that it takes, if you want to get out and blow the game open. We had our opportunities, but just seemed like we were kind of running in mud most of the game.
Steve, it looked like in the third quarter opened up, it didn't look like there was much of an attempt to get Klay the ball. Was that something by design, or was he just not moving enough? I mean, what did you see there? Because you guys went like 4 or 5 minutes, and he barely touched the ball.
Yeah. Again, we weren't executing. We're at our best when Klay's coming off screens and setting screens and popping free. But all the standing around just led to a lot of isolation stuff. And so when we don't execute, Klay generally doesn't get great shots unless they're in transition.
I know there's not a lot to glean from 2 minutes of action, but Coach, your thoughts on Damian Jones, giving him his first playing time of the season?
Well, mainly I was just happy that he got out in the game. I mean, obviously he's been in Santa Cruz for a long time, and it can get a little lonely down there away from the big club. So I'm glad he's been up here, and we're going to send him back down. I'm not sure exactly when, but it'll be good for him to continue to play. It's been good to have him here the last few days.
Steve, 8 block shots tonight. You guys are leading the league by a wide margin in that stat. What do you attribute it to, other than having tall, long guys?
Well, that's the main thing. I mean, length and athleticism, and the guys work well together. We have a pretty rare roster in terms of the length of our perimeter players. It's not like the block shots are all coming from centers. I mean, we get guys, like Klay and Andre and Sean, and I don't know if KD qualifies as a perimeter player. I don't know what he is, but he's a shot blocker, one of the best in the league. So just lots of guys. Patrick McCaw had a couple tonight. So a lot of guys who are active and have some length and athleticism.
Klay had a play in the first half. I think it was when he was 7-7. Usually he's just going to throw up anything if he's that hot. But three guys came at him, and I think he found Caspi for a layup. Is that kind of the growth in his game, where he can be that hot, but he's sensing where Caspi is and he's passing?
I would love to go with that, but he was so open. That would have been embarrassing if he had shot it. Three guys ran at him, and Omri was wide open. So he made the right play. We'll leave it at that.
Coach, you guys, with today's win, are the fourth team in history to get five straight double digit streaks of 10 or more.
Raymond explained that to me before I came in, but he did it much more succinctly than you just did. I know what you're saying.
I'm still trying to process it myself. What does that say about your team over this span?
It just says we've had lots of talent, and it's a good good time to be a Warriors fan, obviously, or a Warriors coach. I mean, we've got, you know, this team has been growing and growing over the last, really, I guess, 6-7 years. And, you know, these last five have been really, really special seasons. And it's fun to be part of the growth of, you know, the entire group. And, you know, I remember doing TV for some of those games 5 years ago and coming in and watching these young guys and with Clay and Steph and Harrison. And, you know, and to be here now as these guys are really in their primes. So I'm lucky to be part of it.
Steve, you've been bullish on Nick Young's defensive potential since he came to the team. What have you seen from him in the last couple of games, and is this what you were talking about?
Yeah, he does a good job of staying in front of people. You know, he's not the fastest guy or the most athletic guy, but he has a good sense of anticipating where, you know, where to be defensively, especially on the ball. He seems to beat guys to spots and stays in front of them and stays down, doesn't bite on pump fakes, and he does a good job. I thought Nick had a really good game. I mean, it wasn't a typical Nick Young, you know, explosive game. He only had 7 points, but he was a +9. He played really good defense. He was rock solid.
Steve, what goes into the decision to choose Pat or Quinn at the point tonight?
Mm-hmm. Tonight, one of the reasons I started Quinn is because Andre wasn't here, and I wanted Patty to play the Andre role. And obviously Sean also. With both of those guys out, I wanted Patty to play that role that bridges the two quarters. And I also wanted Patty to guard Tyreek Evans when Clay was off the floor. So that led to the decision to start Quinn.
I'm sorry if you've answered this already, but you guys had two fast break points tonight for the entire game. Can you believe that your team, would you ever see your team with two fast break points over an entire 48 minutes?
Yeah, it doesn't happen often, but obviously we're missing a lot of key guys and guys who push the ball and play fast and generate a lot of that stuff. So I don't think it means anything. It was a little bit of a strange game. We played good defense. We won. Who cares how many fast break points we had? If we get two next game, then we'll talk about it.
And after Friday's game against the Lakers, the Warriors host the Denver Nuggets on Saturday night here at Oracle Arena before Monday when the Cleveland Cavaliers visit for a noon tip-off on Christmas Day. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.